asking a lot of money, to kind of make his case with. And so, I certainly think Republicans will be more motivated to vote, and I think that's a disadvantage for him. Obviously, the national political environment will be a disadvantage, but I just don't think that means it's inevitable that he loses. I think he's going to have some cards to play.
Winnability is going to be important. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Is there any of these nine candidates who stick out and to where you say, oh, winnability, they've got it?
You know, that's an interesting question. I think Lombardo is definitely electable. That might be what he would present as his great strength. I think North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee, has a good case to make the voters. I mean, his resume is very impressive. Just on the merits, I mean, I think the fact that he was a Democrat for so long would hurt him if he ever started getting traction. But I think he would do well. You know, Haller's got a lot of name ID, but I think Republicans are pretty sour on him. So I think he would have a harder time kind of rallying the base. And then some outside candidates. I think Guy Nohr, the businessman who wants to get into politics. I think that could be. I think he wouldn't be unelectable. I just don't think he's got the name recognition of someone like Lombardo or Lee.
We know that there's going to be a red wave nationally. The question is, does that translate state by state by state?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think it's definitely going to be a better year than 18. But the question is it a 3-point wave or is it a 10-point wave? Because I certainly am very optimistic about Republicans winning the U.S. Senate here and taking, I'd say, two of the three congressional seats that Democrats have, if not all three, depending on who those candidates are. But, the governor's race is harder, and then, the legislative lines are drawn so much in Democrats' favor, it's very likely Democrats will maintain their majorities, even if they're shrunken quite a bit.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Let me just ask you, State of the Union, we had the State of the State last week, this week the State of the Union. What do you expect?
Well, I expect Joe Biden to, try and sell Americans on what he's been doing, talk about the pandemic restrictions being lifted and, kind of trying to claim that he rallied us through. I think he's going to talk about Ukraine, obviously, put some focus on that. He's got to talk about inflation. It's going to be interesting to see, how willing he is to own up to his role in it. I wouldn't guess he's very willing to do that, but, it'd be an opportunity to kind of reset his presidency, refocus his presidency. I'm not very optimistic he's going to do that. I think he'll just kind of keep doubling down on what he's been doing. And that's the stuff that people haven't liked. It's been the stuff that's produced inflation and high gas prices. His weak leadership in large ways, I think, contributed to the fact that there is a war in Ukraine. And I think, he may get a little bit of credit if it ends up well, but I think Americans are going to look and say, The larger sentiment is going to be, well, if you had been doing a good job, this wouldn't have happened in the first place. So, I think he's going to have a tough go of it.
More with Victor Jakes coming up in just a matter of minutes. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:30, as we check things out on area freeways right now, moderate flows on the Beltway right now. The 215 eastbound at the airport connector, westbound at Green Valley. Looks like you're averaging about 55 to 60 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. No major delays through there. There are some lane restrictions on Interstate 515 once you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl. That is both directions with those lane restrictions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue as they complete that bridge reconstruction project. And overnight road work, that begins tonight at 7 p.m. on Interstate 15 southbound at Clark County 215. Do expect delays.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. UNLV basketball home on Wednesday night against Wyoming. The Rebels coming off an 86-76 home loss Saturday against Boise State. Nevada basketball's lost two in a row. They'll visit Boise State tomorrow. The Suns have lost two in a row but still lead the Western Conference by six games over Golden State. Yesterday it was a 118-114 setback against the Jazz. Phoenix 49-12 with a loss. NHL, the Golden Knights have lost two in a row. They've dropped to third in the Pacific Division, 3 points behind second place LA, 6 points behind division-leading Calgary. The Knights split a pair over the weekend, beating the Kite. The Knights fell 3-1 at Arizona Friday, then 3-2 at home against the Avalanche on Saturday. Back home tomorrow night, hosting the San Jose Sharks. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback, and by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safeguarding discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
I'm Sam Brown running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday. Kevin Wall with you. We'll take you up to 3 o'clock. And, of course, Wayne Allen Root. He'll have a lot to say about what's going on in Ukraine. Something that happened, we think, over the weekend. We're not sure. It involves the governor, Governor Sisolak, and being accosted in a local restaurant here in Las Vegas. And, Victor, I don't know if you know anything more than what the story reported online earlier today. What do you have on that story, the fact that the governor and his family was accosted in a local restaurant? What do you know?
Well, I saw the video, and obviously, you know, it's very, very shameful. You know, you should not be doing that to any politician, let alone just any person. I mean, you just anyway. It was really very unfortunate. I thought the governor handled it well. Got out of there. You know, in the video, the guy taunts him for some reason for not having security, and it should be a point of pride in Nevada that our elected officials can go out without security, because the people are, you know, polite enough not to be self-absorbed jerks. And obviously that's what the person doing the screaming in the video was. And, you know, I'm glad the governor is okay. Glad his family is okay. And certainly hope that, I don't know if anything illegal was done. I'm not sure, if it, there were actual threats, or the guy was just being not very nice. So certainly it was too bad, and I'm glad the governor and his family are okay.
And I guess this falls in line with what Maxine Waters, remember how she said that members of the Trump administration shouldn't be allowed to go to dinner, that you should hold them accountable, blah, 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 scream at them. Is this the same thing, just the role reversal to Republicans versus Democrats?
Yeah, it looks like that in a way. I mean, remember Sarah Huckabee Sanders, her family was trying to go to some restaurant near D.C. and basically got shut out. And it's not good. You know, leave people alone in private. Let them, whatever political party, let them eat, let them be people. And, when they go to work and they go into the office, if you want to protest out there, that's the place to do it. And, let's be a state, let's be a country where, we can disagree, in a very serious manner. But when it's, when people step away and they just want to be people, we can leave politics out of it.
What was the beef, though? Was there any one beef? Was it Dieter? Was it the vaccine? Was it mandates? What did you get a feeling for what the beef was?
I mean, it just sounded like conspiracy theory stuff. I mean, it just, basically that he didn't like him, and he said something about hydroxychloroquine, and, honestly, the guy sounded like a complete nut. So, I don't know. It's just like, I don't think you got to deep dive into these people and try and figure out, what exactly is doing it. There's just, in a country of 330 million people and the 3 million people in Nevada, there are going to be some people who are unpleasant on both sides of the political aisle. And so I think it'd be good for everyone to just, take a step back, lower the temperature, keep the protest at the protest, and, when someone goes to eat at a restaurant, let them be.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think the lack of civility to me was appalling. I just don't believe that that's what we should be doing. Mike, did anybody ever get arrested?
I got a statement from the governor's office this morning saying there's an ongoing investigation. So, I don't think there. I didn't see that in the story at the very least, and. If there wasn't a security detail with them, I don't think, there really would have been anyone there to actually, actually make the arrest. So at this point, I don't think that's happened.
In this day and age, though, should the governor have security? Not necessarily 24/7, but when he's out in public?
Well, I think that's up to him and his security team. I mean, if I was the governor, I would like to be able to just go and have some semblance of a normal life. I mean, I don't think Sisolak's done a very good job on the merits, but you can at least recognize that it is a hard job, and it'd be nice to have a break from it. And I think part of that probably is feeling like I can go to a restaurant with my family and not have to worry about having a couple of policemen with me. And so, I obviously, if it's not needed, I hope he has it. But I certainly just hope it's not needed, and that he can go out and about and just enjoy a little bit of normalcy and not have to worry about incidents like this.
I know that you are busy. You write. You also do video stuff. Can you explain what you do right now as a columnist? Give us what your 3-time-a-week column entails. And some of the other stuff that you do that adds to the website, certainly.
Well, yeah, I really enjoyed writing. I've been doing that. It's an incredibly fun job. I've always loved politics, and so to be able to kind of just be in the news, be thinking about what's happening, and then being able to comment on it, it's wonderful. So I do that. I write a couple editorials a week. And that generally keeps me busy. So,
wow. Hey, it's always good to get with you. Thanks so much, Victor. Always appreciate your insights. We'll talk again next week. How about it?
Sounds good. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go, Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal, joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root. This afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Why is the governor coercing us? Why are there vaccine mandates? Why are we still under a so-called emergency? Why? Because those in office have turned government of the people, by the people, and for the people on its head. It is high time for we the people to stop this travesty and set things straight, not just for ourselves, but also for our children and grandchildren. I am a military veteran who served proudly in the 1980s, forcing the Berlin Wall to tumble down, signifying socialism's defeat. Now it is time to rise up and defeat the self-proclaimed Nevada Democrat Socialists who are ruining our great state. On the team who beat them once, I assure you, together, we will beat them again this year. I am Tony Grady, candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Elect me to be your voice. Together, let's shout from the mountaintop. We're mad and we're not going to take it anymore. Please visit TonyGradyForNevada.com and join our team. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Auger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com and tell him Kevin Wall sent you.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It may have been Donald Trump's best CPAC speech. I thought it was brilliant on Saturday, and it was spot on. The former president closed out his CPAC speech with an item that I think has been missing in a lot of speeches by a lot of Republicans over the course of the last couple of years. And it needs to be front and center. And it's all about voter integrity. I'm going to tell you, I thought Donald Trump spoke like a candidate for president in 2024. He didn't say the words, but he all but did. He closed out his CPAC speech, though, voter integrity. Listen to the former president. This is cut four. Go.
Every state must adopt election integrity measures, signature verification, illegal immigrants cannot be allowed to vote like they are currently allowed in New York City. You can walk in and you can vote in New York City. Oh, my beautiful New York. I love New York. My beautiful New York. What's happened? Republicans need to watch the vote counting up close from the start to the finish. We can't allow thugs to throw our people out. It's what happened. Mail-in ballots need to be in secure rooms with cameras so there can be no tampering with ballots. Voter rolls must be updated, and they must be accurate, not changed after the election takes place. We must seek a goal of voter ID. This is a goal we have to seek. This is what we should have. Voter ID, same day voting, like we've always done. No mail-in ballots except for our military and people who are truly sick. And you know what would be really wonderful, too? What would be really wonderful? It's asking a lot. A thing called, very simply, paper ballots. I have a young son, Baron, young son, and he can make his computer sing. I turn it off and I lock it. 2 minutes later, hi, Dad, how you doing? I said, what are you doing? Yeah, I know how to get it open, Dad. These bad things happen with the vote. Very, very bad things happen. Wonderful thing if we could ever go. By the way, Canada goes to paper ballots. You know that, right? Canada, paper ballots. America is the greatest country on earth, and we must insist on integrity in the process so we are confident of the results. Because what we have now is you have 80% of the party thinking the vote was a horrible vote. And I believe that to be the case. I feel certain that it was. You can't have that. You can't have a great democracy with a thing like that happening. You must get your state legislatures to act now before November. They have to move. They have to act. With the help of everyone here today and with the commitment of hardworking, freedom-loving patriots all across our country, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We want to be proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Hold on. I'm coming. That's his new exit music. As opposed to the Rolling Stones. I prefer the Rolling Stones, but I think there may be a message here. Anyway, that was the president Saturday at CPAC, and it was a powerful, powerful speech. It really honestly was. Want to bring in gentleman Jim Dallas, because today is a big day for those of us who love Major League Baseball, because today is the day that owners have set as a deadline that if they don't have a deal done by today, they're going to have to push back opening day, and they might even have to cancel some games. I hope it doesn't come to that. Jim, how close are we to actually canceling games?
Well, the Major League Baseball has set an artificial deadline. They just said, hey, if we don't get it done today, then you better consider the opening of the season delayed. But it wouldn't be the first time that's happened. It happened just a couple of years ago when we went through the COVID-19 And remember, they played a truncated schedule, and they didn't really get things going. So it wouldn't be the first time, but there's a lot of things at issue here. We talked last week about the financial issue at the bottom of the rosters. In other words, the minimum salary that these Major League Baseball players would actually earn. And that is at issue. There is the competitive balance tax, or in other words, the luxury tax. The figure is $210 million this year. So that is at issue, whether they want to bump that up before the richer teams like the Yankees and the Red Sox and the usual suspects would be taxed. Also, the revenue sharing as well, that is there. They seem to be coming together on an expanded postseason, Kevin, which is good news for those of us who are true baseball fans. And your team plays 162 games and you lose a one-game playoff or whatever. They want to expand the teams from its current 10-team playoff to 12 teams. And it looks like both sides are willing to maybe expand it out to that. So those are some of the key things that are going on, among other issues. So I guess we'll find out later today whether we're going to have a baseball season on time or not.
And the baseball season begins, what, March 31st, March 30th?
Yeah, March 31st. Yeah.
March 31st, okay.
And I remember, Kevin, that the last time that Major League Baseball went on strike, my father, who was an avid baseball fan, never went back to another baseball game. He said, that's it. You know, enough with the greed. And I think a lot of people, they followed suit.
Wow. Wow. Well, we will see. Hopefully cooler heads will prevail. Maybe we'll get a deal. Maybe we'll be at least close to getting a deal, and they can just create a couple of doubleheaders and get the season started sometime in April. I mean, I always remember baseball beginning, what, April 5th or something like that.
Right.
There's no reason why we couldn't do it. And by the way, the idea that this is an artificially imposed deadline, those aren't deadlines. There is no such thing as a deadline in negotiations. It is what you make of it. I mean, simply put. So we'll see what happens. But more from Gentleman Jim Dallas coming up in just a couple minutes. Got to take a quick break. More to come. And by the way, don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up 3 o'clock right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower